Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back again, Old School, live out here at Scissors and Scotch, 30th and Yankee Hill. We had the man of the hour on, showing how it all came to fruition today. Ribbon cutting, great atmosphere, great staff, great leadership.
Yes, and they have razor, sharp razor. They have straight razor shaves.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no yes. guards out here. They are definitely well-trained and great hospitality out here.
Says facial hair trim, hair sculpt. You can get waxing, eyebrows, nose, ear, hands. You get the hand massage, traditional shave, buzz cut, or the full head shave. So
there you go.
Full range, whatever you want.
Plenty of options. People have been coming in left and right. For the grand opening, man. So it's been a great day.
Look at Jake Sorensen. He got touched up. You can see it.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. But the one thing that DP that you were looking at is up there in Utah.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty fascinating. They were trying to – so they got a – there's AD. There's trouble. So they have an NHL team. And they're trying to figure out what to name it. And some of the names that didn't make the cut. Now, there's a couple of rules behind it that Utah sports had a history of putting ZZ in every name. Mm-hmm. So the Utah Jazz, the Utah Grizzlies, the Utah Salt Lake Buzz, it was a thing. That's in play here because Blizzard has made the list. Now, there's some other names that didn't make it. Swarm didn't make it. Glaciers, the Utah Powder. Utah Caribou, Utah Hive, Utah Mountaineers, Utah Fury, Utah Ice didn't make it. Of the ones that kind of that they're kind of focusing on, and one of them jumps out at me, the Utah Yeti.
Utah Yetis?
The Yeti, but singular. But I don't know what plural for Yeti is.
Yeah, I don't think that's something.
Yet us, yet I, yet I don't know what plural for Yeti.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to make it.
But they also came up with one, the Utah Hockey Club.
That's just a holdover.
I love that so much. Well,
I like it too, but that's just a holdover.
So they have a soccer, Major League Soccer, and it's Salt Lake Real. They just took the international name Real, and it. The fans love it. So, if you're going to start a new trend, hockey club would
I like
be,
that.
Right? You could have the Yeti as your mascot and still be called the hockey club.
Yeah.
Utah Mammoth, Utah Venom, Utah Yeti, Utah Outlaws, Utah Blizzard. I think Blizzard wins because it's just.
Yeah, two Z's. I like the hockey club or Blizzard.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's pretty good. And they're going to full support. So they had the Utah Grizzly hockey. And they played never played in the Delta Center. They played out in West Valley, which would be equal to playing in Gretna.
Okay.
No, it's not that far. But
Ashland or something.
Yeah.
30 minutes away.
Yeah, you're just, well, 15 minutes away.
Okay.
And it's where – the smaller concerts would go. So instead of PBA, it's Pinewood.
Right.
that's where this team. And they drew, they led minor league hockey in attendance. Mm. So they will get support in Utah for NHL. As a matter of fact, just for their promotion, announcing they got the team, they sold out the building.
Oh, wow.
They reached capacity in the building. So there's a bit of the Nebraska vibe thing.
Right.
Which leads me to the other thing, that the story today, that there's conversation about a softball game or a baseball game at Memorial State. A Nebraska softball game at Memorial Stadium with Jordy Ball as your pitcher. In your thoughts, Jay Foreman, about is it softball and baseball or softball or baseball?
I think if you did both, you would have to make it only four innings.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, to draw, because
unless you did it on like back-to-back days or something,
that would be my thought. Is that softball with a smaller configuration is much easier to do in Memorial Stadium. It would be much easier to go from softball to baseball than baseball to softball.
Right.
So softball first, but my thought would be that softball might outsell baseball.
I think the support for both to be there, it wouldn't be by much. But right now, especially with Jordy Ball, I could see that happening. And I could see you could thinking about you have 2 years left with her. You could definitely raise the profile of Nebraska softball, to a bigger magnitude than Nebraska baseball. But
would be able to outdraw Nebraska softball.
No, not after that.
Not after that. No, there's not nobody.
After that. It could bring a boost to Nebraska baseball as well, and they could piggyback off each other. So
if you're baseball, aren't you kind of tepid though? I don't know.
Like
you don't want because softball would sell it out.
Yeah.
Would baseball sell it out?
Mm.
Yeah.
Nebraska baseball has some pretty good consistent support.
Okay, I find it interesting. It'll be interesting times.
Yeah, it's just interesting that they would do it, but ultimately, I think it'll.
The text line says Yeti is the winner.
The winner. They just want free Yetis.
Like I think that the Yeti animal, and you hear that sound that Yetis are supposed to make. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's all. I mean, I think Utah and hockey be good and I think it definitely is support, and I think it would definitely be one of those small markets that would be sneaky good, kind of like Memphis Grizzlies or Memphis. Memphis, where they're a smaller market, have a tremendous following.
And OKC.
And they have a true home court advantage, and you would have a home rink advantage up there in Utah. Because, number one, I always look at it how the travel, the situation, do you get to Utah and kind of get mesmerized by the mountains and
the
stuff
altitude.
Like that, and the altitude. I definitely think it'd be something.
Yeah, skating. Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
I could see Utah.
Oh yeah,
having an outdoor game or outdoor games on a consistent basis.
Oh, they would definitely get the Winter Classic up in Park City, 100%. Right. Or they could actually play at Rice-Eccles Stadium
and bring in a different clientele if you're up there with that Winter Classic because of Utah when it's up. Up there, it's beautiful up there, man.
I love the idea. I'm happy for them. That would be a trip that I would make. And just to go back to Salt Lake for hockey in that building.
Yeah, I think it would be a groundbreaking opportunity for Utah, and I think they would obviously would like the Jazz and everything like that, Jazz and all their other teams. They would definitely be supported.
They're still fighting the NFL conversation. They want pro football so bad, but it's Sunday, and they have some real questions and concerns about that. But I mean, that's the business side of it. Again, Nebraska's still going to have that discussion. I have but one regret about my time in Nebraska is that when Omaha didn't have an NBA team. Like, I would have loved to have been around when Omaha had an NBA franchise.
Yeah.
That would have been the coolest thing ever. Like, I actually went and got an Omaha Kings jersey just for that. Like, but I wanted to find one that was Omaha.
Yeah.
Not KC.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Omaha.
Yeah.
Look at AD. Look at AD.
Yeah, there he is. There you know he's about to go and get shined up like a diamond.
Oh, he's about to get worked up. Who you got tonight?
Man, I got the Celtics in game one.
Okay.
I'm thinking the Mavericks might win the series, but I think the Celtics are going to be motivated by something to prove. I mean, you question in the back of me, this is it for the game that you want to do it. Come out and overwhelm them and finish the deal. So, anyways, we'll see what happens when we get back tomorrow. Been a great day out here at Scissors and Scotch. Out here in 30th and Yankee Hill, grand opening today. Come here. There's plenty of options. I put my stamp of approval on it. So does DP. So does Austin. So does everybody else on the ticket. But we're gonna peace out. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin, Old School. We're out of here.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.